The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Species that are used to subtropical and warm climates, such as the giant swallowtail and Zabulon skipper butterfly, were rare or absent in Massachusetts in the late 1980s. But now these butterflies are showing up in high numbers in that state. Meanwhile, more than three-quarters of the northerly species usually found north of Boston seem to be fleeing Massachusetts to beat the heat. Populations of the Atlantis fritillary and Acadian hairstreak butterflies, for example, may have dropped by more than 80%. Species that spend the winter as eggs or small larvae and rely on snow cover seem to be the worst affected. For most butterfly species, climate change seems to be a stronger change agent than habitat loss. This isn't the first time scientists have linked warming climates to shifting butterfly communities. Previous research found that butterflies in the Rocky Mountains are likely taking a hit from climate change because earlier snow melts were killing off the wildflowers they feed on. Other research showed that warming in Great Britain has triggered the brown Argus butterfly to spread dozens of miles northward on the island over the last 20 years.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.